Uncle Tag by Gareth Gwynne and Benjamin Partridge. Dad, you're meant to be in mourning. Do you want to show some respect and stop watching Dragon's Den on your phone?
Listen, Griff, I am processing my Uncle Ernest's sad demise in the only way I know how. By watching Deborah Meaden throw 50 grand down the drain by investing in a new type of ethical pipe cleaner.
It's a wake, Dad. You're meant to be reminiscing with other members of the family.
I'll be honest, son. I'm not sure I've never met Uncle Ernest. After Dad disappeared when I was a kid, this side of the family's been a mystery to me. I've mainly turned up for the buffet.
So you drag me to a funeral of someone you don't even know?
You should be glad. I normally stay away from these people. Okay, a bit of fraud got me an ankle tag, but this lot make me look like Sister Wendy.
Well, Uncle Ernest wasn't a criminal, though, was he? He sounded like a saint from his eulogy.
That eulogy was the greatest work of fiction since Uncle Ernest's Spanish passport.
So is everyone here a criminal?
It's in the blood, son. One of our ancestors is on the Bayeux tapestry nicking a falcon.
It's not in the blood, Dan. Look at me. I've literally never broken the law.
Where were you this morning?
The speed awareness course.
See?
Yep, but breaking the speed limit doesn't make you criminal, does it?
But it is a crime.
Yes, but in the same way that a tomato is a fruit.
You keep lying to yourself. I think I can see the buffet being put out. I'm going to be first in the queue before the high-value stuff goes.
There you go, mate. Have a plate.
Ah, cheers.
I may be 90, but I'm still first in the queue for the buffet. Hey, here's a little tip from a man who knows. You want to ignore this end of the table and get down there and hit the high-value stuff. Always go quiche first.
Ah, man after my own heart. All right, how's this? Bit of teamwork. I hit the cheese, olives and quiches. You do a meat run.
Aye, aye, Captain. I'll circle back and meet you over by the dartboard in 3 minutes.
Hey, hang on. Who'll do the coleslaw?
I've already got it under my coat.
Amazing.
Oh, can you get me a tea?
Sugar?
9.
9?
I make them heaped spoonfuls.
Hey, I have 9 sugars in my tea.
Great minds.
Drink alike.
Ah, you're a real laugh, you are.
How do you know Ernest?
He's my uncle, on my dad's side. What about you?
Ah, he's my brother.
Right.
So that means... Bloody hell.
Dad?
Robert?
Hiya, Alice, love.
Oh, hi, Bob. Oh, you seem quite cheerful given you've just been to a funeral.
He's unbearable. He's like a commercial radio presenter.
Just in high spirits, love. What's the problem?
Well, I'm not sure that having a tie around your forehead is the most respectful way to send off your uncle, and you're covered in coleslaw.
Sorry, I'll scrape myself over the bin.
So was it a good funeral then?
Oh, amazing. Best day of my life. I met my dad, who I thought was dead.
And I found out that all of my family are criminals.
Your dad's alive, Bob.
He's alive and then some. Let me tell you, Harry Evans hit that buffet like a man half his age.
So where's he been?
Spain. You remember I told you about how my dad disappeared when I was 9? Well, it turns out he was a career criminal who had to fake his own death. Incredible!
Griff, you've got a granddad.
Why is that good news? It's just another criminal with my jawline.
This is the best news I've had all year. And bear in mind, ITV4 are repeating all of Kavanagh QC.
You seem quite forgiving about the fact that your father didn't tell you that he was alive, Bob.
I'm sure he had his reasons, love. You think I haven't thought about it over the years? Anyway, he said he'd explain everything tomorrow when we go fishing.
Are you sure going fishing with a 90-year-old man is a good idea?
He says it's going to be just like the good old days that never happened. Can't wait. Right, well, I've been eating sausage rolls and quiche solidly since 2 o'clock. So, if you don't mind, I'm going to slump in front of Dragon's Den and fall asleep before Evan Davis has finished the intro.
It's weird, isn't it? I mean, coming back to life, like some sort of fairy tale.
Yes, one of those Danish fairy tales where everyone gets cursed by a witch and dies. It was awful, Alice. A room full of people I share my DNA with, who between them have been in and out of prison more than a Securico van.
No, you're not like them.
Oh, I don't know. I was on a speed awareness course this morning.
No, that's not a proper crime.
What if it's the start of a slippery slope? You begin by doing 34 and a 30, and before you know it, you're reversing a lorry into a jeweller's.
Don't obsess over this. You know how you get. I mean, every family has the odd bad apple.
My family is a barrel of bad apples. My family tree should be felled and thrown into a wood chipper.
Right, I'm going to go and check on Karis. Although, I mean, given she's got the Evans DNA, she might have left a cot to start an illegal gambling ring or steal a racehorse.
Do you know much about fishing, Bob?
No.
Neither do the fish, and that's the secret.
Scaly mugs. You know, I feel quite relaxed. How long have we been here now? 2 hours? 3 hours?
9 minutes.
Oh, is that a kingfisher?
It's a bit of plastic bag caught on a shopping trolley.
Ah, it's beautiful nonetheless. I can't believe I haven't done this before.
Well, you didn't have a dad around to take you fishing, did you? Or to show you how to ride a bike, or kick a football, or shave. How did you manage?
Ah, I was fine. No one bullies you for not being able to ride a bike when you've got a full beard at 11.
I didn't want to leave you and your mother, you know. I had no choice. I had to fake my own death for your safety. I was a bit of a dicker and diver. A con man. And while your mum was bringing you up in Merthyr, I was back and forth to East London. I was living a high life, boy. One day I'd be buying a Rolls Royce off Richard Burton. The next I'd be turning back a milometre and selling it to Princess Margaret.
Sounds exciting.
It was. Then I got working with the Piccadilly Brothers, notorious London gangsters. Made the craze look like Simon and Garfunkel.
So what went wrong?
I got the wrong side of their cousin, Billy Bodybags Piccadilly. So I had to fake my own death and move to Spain.
That can't have been easy.
It wasn't easy leaving the family behind. But back then, faking your own death was par for the course. Everyone was at it. Piece of cake. Before CCTV and DNA and policemen actually looking into crimes, all you did was pop your shoes and socks next to a canal and head to Dover.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. Anyway, I think it's all turned out for the best with a father like me. God knows how you would have turned out. But look at you now, a family man with a granddaughter and a son who loves you.
Debatable.
For all these years, I've been terrified that you had inherited my criminal gene and led a life of crime like me, but you didn't, did you?
Oh, no. No, no, of course not. Never so much as stolen an apple, me.
Oh, that's a relief. So tell your old man about yourself. I don't even know what you do for a living.
Well, I had a successful career as a barrister. Retired now, of course.
Oh, Robert, I'm delighted.
Oh, what a wonderful life. Standing up for truth and justice. Wearing that little wig thing, you know. Dad? Dad, you crying?
I just so relieved. I heard rumours at the funeral that you'd been defrauding pensioners.
Defending pensioners from criminals through the court system. Your hearing's not what it was. Oh, I'd never lie to an old person. In fact, I'm one of those people who cannot lie.
Are you sure? I thought you said you were a lawyer.
How long have we been here now? 6 hours?
About 12 minutes.
That kingfisher still hasn't moved.
That's a bag, son.
Right. I've made a list of everything illegal I've ever done.
Are you planning on blackmailing yourself?
No, no. Dad's genes have bulldozed their way through the family tree since the 11th century. I'm worried about Carys. Unless we act, she doesn't stand a chance. I have to break the chain.
What are you talking about?
I need to atone for my sins, Alice. We need a fresh start, a clean slate.
Well, what are your sins, then?
I went to the cinema when I was 11.
It's not illegal, as far as I'm aware.
But I saw a 12 certificate, Alice.
OK, well, it's hardly the murder on the Orient Express, is it?
And I'm a thief. When I was 13, on the way home from school, I would regularly steal a bag of Skips from Tesco.
How many bags?
Loads. Over a 3 month period, maybe. 15? I've thought about it every day since. I have this dream where I'm trying to wash the Skips dust off my hands, but it won't come off, Alice.
Now, what is Skip dust? What are Skips made of, at the end of the day? What are Skips?
I need to change. I need to turn over a new leaf. That's why I'm going to go down to Tesco and pay for the Skips.
Okay, well, if that's what you need to do, yeah, fine. I'll just be here, earning money, looking after our baby.
All right.
Hey, Bob.
Say hello to Anthony, the new member of the family.
It's a goldfish.
Yep.
Anthony the goldfish.
So you went fishing and caught a goldfish?
No. No, after fishing, we went for a pint and then to the fair. Proper father-son bonding. We got a tank.
Oh, we've got a Pyrex bowl.
Brilliant. What a day. Doing all the things we never got to do when I was a boy. He bought me an ice cream. We waved at a train. I pulled a Mooney at a peacock and Dad told me off.
Oh, that's so nice, Bob.
Are you sure a Pyrex bowl is suitable for a goldfish?
He's been living in a clear plastic bag for most of his life. This'll be an upgrade, son. He'll be living in a place with solid sides.
Did you buy fish food?
That's the con. Pets don't need special food, love. They just eat leftovers. That's half the point.
I think that's dogs, Bob.
Look, I told him we'd all go out for a meal together, yeah? He said he'd like to meet Caris.
Why? Does he want to teach her to pick her first lock?
Come on. Let him meet his great-granddaughter, Griff. They got lots in common. Love a nap in the afternoon. Neither of them as good as walking as they think they are.
Yeah, of course we'll meet him. Yeah, that'd be lovely.
But there's just one thing you need to do for me. Just a little thing. I told him I had a long and esteemed career as a barrister.
Oh, Dad, why did you say that?
Well, he told me that he was terrified I'd pursued a life of crime like him. And obviously I did, to an extent.
Well, to quite a large extent.
Yeah, so I thought I'd tell a little white lie to keep an old man happy. And it obeys the three rules of a white lie. It's harmless, it's helpful, and it's aimed at someone who will never use Google.
Hello, do you need a bag today?
No. Can I give you £6.30?
Are you buying anything?
Long story. Back in 1995, I stole some bags of skips from a Tesco.
This Tesco wasn't here in 1995.
Not this Tesco. Another Tesco that has since been demolished.
Do you want to buy anything? Because there's quite a queue behind you.
No.
Oh, please, move on, sir. I've had a hell of a day. We've run out of bags for life, and someone has somehow turned all the self-service checkouts into German.
I'm trying to make things better.
Oh, have you got 200 bags for life in your back pocket?
No.
Do you know the German for please insert your card into the chip and pin machine?
No.
No, didn't think so, so jog on.
Look, here's £6.30. Please take it.
What's this for?
Well, for all the skips I stole 25 years ago.
Oh, look, we all regret what we were doing 25 years ago. I started a mobile library for videos. Then I had to replace them all with DVDs, then Blu-rays, then Netflix came along and I just drove the bus into a quarry and started working here.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I can't just add money to the till. Why don't you put it in this charity box, this little plastic dog?
Not because I don't owe the charity £6.30, I owe Tesco £6.30. Also, it's a dog charity, so, you know.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's just, you know, it's not like for like, is it?
Hate dogs, is it?
Look, I'm just more of a goldfish person. Just take the £6.30 and I'll be off.
Everything all right, Suze?
Oh, there's no need to get security involved.
Can you get rid of this bloke, please? He's holding up the queue and he's going on and on about the 90s. It's like having Joe Wiley in here.
I haven't done anything wrong.
And he hates dogs.
Right. Come with me.
Oh, I don't hate dogs. I just don't think they should get charity money.
Okay, Cruella de Vil, that's quite enough of that.
No. I will rectify this.
But to be fair, you do hate dogs.
I just don't understand why people give money to dog charities.
Or just the bloke with a bucket who says he's a dog charity. Paid for my Ford Sierra, that did.
Why are we eating here? It's a bit of an odd choice.
Dad chose the place. He said that it was run by two associates of his. But to be honest, I think he's thinking of a different Frankie and Benny.
Oh, is that Harry who's just come in?
Yeah, that's him. Now, remember, I'm a retired barrister, an all-round great bloke, right?
Yes, Your Honour.
You don't have to refer to me as Your Honour. Just act like I'm rich and morally impeccable.
Bob!
Dad! Take a seat.
Hello, son. And Griff. Lovely to see you again, my favourite grandson. Tell me, Griff, do you like the Beano?
No.
Ooh, what's this? Pound behind the ear?
Sorry, what are you doing?
Just doing some grandfatherly things. Here's a Werther's original for the baby.
She'd probably choke on that, but thank you. It's the thought that counts.
Ah, you must be Alice.
Yeah, Bob the retired barrister must have told you about me.
And this is Caris.
Yeah, this is your great-granddad, Caris.
Hello, Caris. I never thought I'd get to meet my great-granddaughter. I love children.
Interesting. So tell me, Harry, why did you abandon your only child as soon as the going got tough?
he's a joker, eh, Dad? Right, Griffy, why don't you go and look at the menu and choose what you want? You've got a turn, right? If there's any leftovers, we can ask for a doggy bag. Take them home for Anthony. So I said to the jury, ask not what you can do for your country. Ask yourself, is this the face of a man who steals pinball machines?
I'm sure Harry doesn't want to hear all of your court stories, Dad.
And did the bloke get off?
Of course he got off. He had Big Bob in his corner.
Oh, the number of times I got in done with a son like you, Bob.
Oh, I'd have loved to have defended my own man in court, but I'm retired now. They were begging me to stay on, you know, down the courthouse. Oh, yeah, the judge was actually crying at the end of my last case.
He was like a cross between King Solomon and Judge John Deed.
Oh, you were there, were you, Alice?
Listen, Bob. I was wondering whether you could give me some legal advice.
I don't know about that, Dad. I'm retired now. I don't have a licence.
Nonsense. Come on, I'm your dad. The thing is, when I came back to the country, now that the Piccadilly brothers are long gone, I hope to maybe meet up with a few old mates, Desperate Dan and Four-Finger Charlie.
How did they get those names?
Dan had the smallest bladder in the East End, and Four-Finger Charlie would eat a whole Kit Kat in one go. Anyway, it turns out the problem with living until you're in your 90s is all your dodgy mates do the deathbed confessions. And the long story short, I'm in the frame for a raft of crimes going back to 1954. Ah, so now I got this new legal team, and they seem to know what they're doing, but how can I tell? Everyone looks so young to me these days. It's like I'm being defended by Donnie and Marie Osman.
I think Donnie Osman is pushing 60 now, Dad.
I'm in court next week. All I want you to do is to come along to my next meeting with them and just share some of your expertise and let me know if you think they're up for the job. Would that be okay?
Yeah, sure, why not? It'll be good to get back on the horse.
Right. Excuse me, my bladder is almost as small as Desperate Dan's these days.
Oh, nice one, Dad. Why didn't you just say no?
Ah, don't worry, son. I reckon I can nail this. It's only one meeting. I just need to bluff my way through it and then tell Dad his team are top and honour.
Isn't being a lawyer quite complicated?
I've seen enough lawyers in action to know how this works. I'm just going to mainline episodes of Kavanagh QC on the TV and the cricket on the tablet.
Why the cricket? Has he been accused of ball tampering?
Don't be silly. Lawyers love cricket. Trust me, if I play my cards right, this meeting will consist of half an hour of general banter, 2 hours of cricket chat, and an hour spent ordering coffees. Talking of which, who fancies one now? Dad's will be black with 9 sugars.
Bob, come in. Glad you could make it. Anna, this is my son Bob. Bob, this is Anna, my lawyer.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Anna. Sorry I'm late. I was up late watching the cricket. Amazing bowling, and also a nice bit of batting.
Cricket fan, eh?
Oh, I just love the audacity of sliding about on the grass pitch in white clothes. Every day is like the Daz doorstep challenge.
Yes, well, I don't like cricket.
You love it?
No, never liked it. Never will. It's just a low-energy rounders with a meal in the middle. Let's get on talking about the case.
So Bob knows the essentials, but maybe you should explain the details. And I know you lawyers like to speak in Latin, so you go ahead. Don't you worry about me.
Yeah, before we do that, I tell you what, there was this one case I did a few years ago.
Sorry, what are you doing?
Just an anecdote to kick things off.
We only have 4 hours.
Listen, I've done all these meetings you've had hot meals, right? I think I know what I'm doing here. It's always nice to loosen up a bit with an anecdote.
Go for it, son.
So, I was sitting in chambers one day and I got a phone call, and who should it be but the Bishop of Norfolk asking me to defend a young vicar in an ecclesiastical court.
Isn't this a plot from Kavanagh QC?
Don't think so. Anyway, let's move on.
Sorry, I'm late, chaps. Harry, Anna and...
Oh, hello there, Mr. Evans, Harry's son.
Do I recognise you from somewhere?
Categorically not.
You look familiar.
Yeah, the thing is, I got a photographic memory and you're not in there now. I'm mentally rifling through all the little envelopes and, yeah, I'm having a look. Nope. No, you're not there, sorry.
I'm sure we've met.
You might have done. Two top lawyers like you.
No, as I said, no, I don't think so.
Oh, you're a lawyer. Perhaps that's it, then. I've done a lot of work in fraud over the last few years. Is that your field?
No, maybe a bit. Ooh, I'm not feeling very well, really.
Are you all right, son?
I need some fresh air. I'll be back in a bit.
Hi, Dad. Everything okay?
Well, it's a disaster. The meeting with the lawyers, it's all going wrong.
What, they don't like cricket?
No.
Oh, they love it?
No! The bloke defending Dad is the guy who put me inside. He was the barrister for the prosecution.
Oh, well then Harry's got nothing to worry about. That bloke was incredible. I remember sitting in the gallery and he got a standing ovation. I joined in.
Yeah, what am I going to do? You see straight through me, like he did last time. I'm finished.
Has he recognised you?
He keeps saying I look familiar. It's only a matter of time.
Put on a fake tash?
That I groaned during my trip to the toilets?
Yes, yeah, all right, fair enough. Listen, Dad, as much as it pains me to admit this, this is what you're world-class at. Lying to authority figures and pulling the wool over people's eyes.
Not this time, Griff. I'm in too deep.
No, you're not. Because for some reason, people believe whatever you tell them. Think about how long it took me to realise that when other kids' teeth fell out, they didn't have to pay the tough fairy. Listen, I've got to go, all right? I'm in Tesco. I need to drop some skips off.
Why?
Long story. Bye. There we go. 15 packets of skips back in their rightful place. And with this, I also cast off the yoke of immorality which has lain so heavy on my shoulders for so long.
Excuse me, sir. Can I ask what you're doing?
Me? Oh, I'm making a balancing payment to my moral ledger.
No, I mean, what are you doing with those bags of skips? Hang on. Aren't you that guy who was in here yesterday? The one who hates dogs?
I don't hate dogs.
I bet you watch 101 Dalmatians and turn it off before they get saved.
No, I was just gifting Tesco's these bags of skips to make amends for stealing a bag off them in 1985.
So, you've planted your own substance in the crisp aisle?
A skip's a substance?
I'm going to ask you not to move, sir. Suspect package in the crisp aisle.
What?
We can't be sure you haven't put something harmful in those bags.
Well, of course I haven't.
I'm closing the crisp aisle. Don't move a muscle.
In our favour, the only evidence is a witness statement about incidents from over 40 years ago, given by a man who, the police noted, spent the whole interview eating a Kit Kat in one go, like a Mars bar.
And who would trust someone like that?
Exactly.
Bob, I've highlighted the passages that I think could be deemed inadmissible. Could you have a look for us? Your experience would be invaluable.
I think we should all get a big round of coffees. Yeah, my treat. Now, what's everyone having?
We can get coffees ordered in, Bob.
No, I'll go. Need the walk. No. So I know what I'm having, and I bet Dad'll have the same.
Aha, you're right there, son. Black coffee.
With 9 sugars, 2 of those, right? So what are you two having?
9 sugars?
Yep.
9 sugars. Funny thing. I remember a case from, oh, it must be about 5 or 6 years ago now. A fraudster. Big, complex case. He'd rip off anyone and everyone. He always had a black coffee with 9 sugars. You don't forget someone like that.
I tell you what, I'll get a move on. Lattes for you too.
Wait, you're Bob Evans, the double glazing fraudster.
Robert, you're a fraudster and a lawyer?
I'm PC Rubens. What's the situation?
The aisle is in complete lockdown after this gentleman left a suspect package inside the crisp aisle.
This is not a suspect package. It's just 15 regular bags of skips.
We're touching the bags. Can you please point to them?
It's those ones.
I see. Looking at them now, it does say, do not sell outside a multipark.
Right. Well, yeah, OK, I didn't think about that. But they aren't full of anthrax or broken glass or whatever Captain Quavers here thinks they're full of.
Don't call me Captain Quavers.
Sorry, emotions are running high. It's just I'm trying to do the right thing.
Me too. You could have been sent with a nerve agent by North Korea.
What, to the crisp by the Tesco?
Oh, you can never second-guess Kim Jong-un.
Look, why don't I just open a bag and eat the skips here and now? That'll prove it.
Step away from the crisps, sir.
Yeah, but if I eat one, that proves I haven't poisoned it, right?
Don't touch that bag, sir.
Look, see? There you go, see if it answers. Why, I've forgotten how nice skips are, actually.
Sir, put the bag down. Spit out the skips, sir.
Hi, Bob, how did it go? Did they like cricket?
No.
Did they love it?
No! They hated both cricket and me.
Oh, no, why?
I think they think it just takes too long. I mean, who's got 5 days to watch a game?
No, I mean, why do they hate you? Nobody hates you.
They do when they find out where I really am. One of the lawyers there was the guy who got me prosecuted. Recognised me. Told everyone. Dad looked so disappointed.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob.
I finally got my dad back after 50 years, and within a week, I have screwed it all up. At least I got you, Griff, Garris, and of course, Anthony.
I've got some bad news about Anthony. He's gone to the big transparent plastic bag in the sky. Oh. Those fairground fish, I mean, they tend not to last very long.
Oh, what a week.
Oh, can you keep an eye on Karis a sec, Bob? I'll get that.
Hello, Alice.
Oh, Harry. Hi, Bob, it's Harry. Come in.
Dad, what are you doing here? I thought you had nothing to do with me.
Oh, come on, son. Just because you're a criminal doesn't mean I want to disown you. That would be pretty hypocritical.
I lied to you.
I know. And from what the lawyer tells me, you're one of the best liars in the game. Fraudster, and I'll be honest with you, I was impressed. You're a legend, and not just a double glazing scam. Setting up as a dog charity was a stroke of genius, too.
God, who's this now? You two go and have a nice proper catch-up.
Mrs. Evans, I'm PC Rubens. I'm just ensuring your husband got home safely. I should let you know he has been tasered in the crisp aisle of a Tesco.
Who tasered him?
Me. It was great.
Hi, Alice.
Oh, Griff, what have you done now?
It turns out that you can't just put food on the shelves in a major supermarket. They take it very, very seriously.
This is fantastic to see. Getting brought home by the Rozzas. You're a chip off the old block, Griff. See, no matter how hard you try, you're an Evans through and through.
Can you taser me again, please? Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. All right then, bye now. Well, that was the police. The good news is, the results are back from the lab and the skips are just normal skips, so they're not going to pursue the Crispine incident. They also wanted to let me know that after further testing, they're no closer to finding out what skips are actually made of.
Congratulations, sir. You never forget the first time the police say they're not pursuing the matter. Fingers crossed it's the first of many.
Oh, no. No, not me. I've atoned for all of my sins. My slate is clean, Dad. I've broken the cycle. The Evans family crime curse is lifted. Caris is free. She's going to be a bishop.
That's not how it works.
Yes, it is. I'm setting her an example. All I have to do is not commit a single crime from now until I die.
Apart from the fact that you got flashed by a speed camera on the way here.
Yes, apart from that.
Talking of criminals, Dad should be here by now. Doesn't set a good impression if you're late for court. They're weird like that.
Hello, Bob.
Anna, good to see you. This is Griff, my son, and Alice. You're to support Dad, you know. Where is he, eh?
Look, Bob, the police have just arrived at court, and I'm afraid to say they've got some very sad news.
What is it?
It's about Harry.
Is Dad all right?
I'm sorry to say this, but his shoes and socks were found by a canal.
Oh, no.
Oh, you mean...
Ah! Oh, your boy's done it again.
What do you mean?
He's probably halfway to Spain as we speak. Come on, love, check your phone. He was active on WhatsApp 20 minutes ago.
I should probably tell the police this.
Oi, whose side are you on, love? Look, last time you managed to hide for 50 years. Tell the police if you have to. But honestly, the old man's a master of the form.
The police will want to speak to you, Bob. I'll see you later.
Aren't you sad that you're never going to see your dad again, Bob?
Oh, well, obviously, yes. But I'm pleased we had that week together and I got to know who he was. An absolute legend. And anyway, you're a lot of my family now, aren't you? Not forgetting Anthony.
Anthony's dead, Dad.
Or is he?
I put him in the food bin this morning.
Uncle Tack starred Ellis James, Katie Wicks, Steve Spears, Owen Money, Sally Tatum and Tom Crowley. It was written by Gareth Gwynne and Benjamin Partridge. The producer was Adnan Ahmed and it was a BBC Studios production.